rouge et noir, amoureuse folle du reflet dans le miroir. Reparti direct au Mexico, Don Diego de la Vega, sa cape, son bandeau. Plus personne dans les couloirs, les poseurs, les voyageurs sont allés se faire voir.
Hello everyone, welcome to DJ Dialogues. I'm DJ Aura, and the next half hour is going to be a PA show where I interview different DJs from previous DJs or current DJs here in KEVS. And before we get into the show, I want to give a disclaimer. The following news presented in this half hour do not reflect the views of KEVS, its sponsors, or the University of California. The DJ I'm going to be interviewing still hasn't called in yet, so we're going to wait for him. In the meantime, I'll just like tell you guys about my day and how I'm feeling. So far, I'm feeling kind of sick and GL, I'm not going to lie. I caught something. A lot of my roommates were sick previously. Wait, is that the DJ? Hold on.
Hello? Am I on the air now?
Yes, you're on air right now.
Okay. Hello? Would you like me to introduce myself?
Yes, welcome to the show, Morant. What? Hashtag comeback.
Thank you, DJ Aura. This is for all the people listening right now. My name is Marco. I go by Morant. I used to be a DJ at KDVS about, like, I believe my last show was June. I was a DJ for exactly a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, I guess, notorious for just kind of, like, doing a lot of substitute shows over there in the station for, at, like, very deep in the night of hours. It's kind of nice to be back and whatnot because, like, I feel like I haven't spoken like myself for a while. But I don't know, KDVS is like such a big part of me. It's great to be back, you know?
Period. Oh my God, we all miss you. We all miss you, Morant. What are you doing post KDVS now?
Post KDVS? Okay, first of all, I had to leave KDVS.
What?
I had graduated finally and everything, and because of it, I could no longer stay in my righteous throne of subbing KDVS shows at like 2 and 4 and 4 and 6 in the morning. Because I graduated, and currently, this is kind of the funny thing. I was, like, known for just kind of doing a lot of substitute shows, and currently, right now, as, like, my job, I am currently, like, a long-term substitute teacher
at,
like, my old high school. So it's, like, you know, all the experiences has kind of, like, paid up pretty well. So it's nice to know that KDVS, like, set me up for success for, you know, a good year before I even started my career. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm currently working as a substitute teacher, and I've also started a online master's program. So
what?
It's cool to know that once I graduated with my bachelor's, I'm now going on to bigger and higher things. I do wish I could return to Davis, though. You know, KDVS is such a big part of me. Long live free form radio, you know?
Exactly, period. We need a Morant special soon. Pleak. Well, this is a Morant special right now.
Yeah, it's true. Do you mind if I just talk about, like, a little bit of, like, my experience and whatnot? I don't know if this show has, like, a particular structure, but...
I was just going to ask that. I was going to be like, basically, like, how did you find out about KVS and why... What made you join, essentially, and then talk from there, from that point, your experiences in being KVS?
Right, okay, so... I was a student at UC Davis for a good little while. I never had, like, any kind of necessary direction as, like, a student. I was just kind of out and about with, like, you know, some of my friends and whatnot. And then some of my friends then at the time, including DJ Aura herself,
what?
Was one of the volunteers who kind of got me into KDVS. I believe it was, like, one late night where my friends were going to, like, pick me up and drop me back in my house. But before, they had to do a volunteer opportunity at KDVS, which was called Phone Shifts.
Oh my God, I remember.
This was during fundraiser week. I believe every fundraiser week is spring. During spring quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe during spring quarter. They had dropped me off. I had joined them because I had been in the station before once. But prior, I had never thought about becoming a DJ. And I stayed in the station from like 12 to 3 a.m. just kind of like chatting the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a vibe, you know, because like that kind of environment that KDVS offers, it's like there's no internet down there, first mm-hmm. of all.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like having to like force to interact with other people. But like not really, because like you could just talk to whoever and like everybody there is kind of like a vibe, you know, like you could just chit chat for like hours and then like forget what time it is. And by the time like you realize it's like 4 a.m. in the morning. I remember I had this like little funny reputation of just staying in the KDVS like lounge,
mm-hmm.
playing like video games on like the computer all the time. Like that was like my spot at some point. You know, I believe my username and password are still listed as like the top option because
yes.
I used to log in so much.
Yes, it's still there.
But thankfully, to DJ Aura and her wonderful co-host, I think Naima Money.
Yes,
we're in the part of the same graduation class as me. And
yes.
they kind of like segued me into like becoming a DJ, and it was like it was wicked, you know.
Mm.
Shout out Galinda, you know.
Shout out Galinda. But I remember like the 3 a.m. phone show because I started. What happened? It was like I went to what's it called? Not overnight. It's called info night. I went to that. And I went to the first seminar. I remember you and Naima Money were not in the first seminar. And I remember both of you were like, oh, it's too late. It's never too late. You guys still had a chance to make it up.
It was scary, too, because typically, this goes out to all the listeners, typically to become a DJ, it's kind of like a seminar structure where you have to attend like various DJ seminars that you can find out on the KDVS Instagram for the next quarter. You have to attend these various seminars, and I missed the first one, and I was, like, kind of keen on giving up at some point, because I'm like, oh, man, I'm already late, but, like, at some point, I was, just like, I got motivated by DJ Aura herself, and, like, some of the other DJs were just like, you can make them up, you know, it's, like, lenient, and that's, like, kind of, like, the really nice thing about KDVS, you know, they're, like, very welcoming, you know, like, KDVS has, like, this red door in the lounge, and I always have like this weird thing where it's like you could just be there in the station for hours and you don't know who or what kind of creature is just walking through that red door, and then you're gonna like inevitably have a conversation with them because it's just like it's a vibe, you know, you just sit there, have a conversation, play some Pokemon Showdown on like on the computer, and it's just like a environment, it's like a family, you know, it's cool. I don't know, it's like what you make it,
period. I agree. But the early days of when we were first DJs, speaking of like the doing like the early shifts and like subbing early shifts, there's a couple volunteers I think overnight already passed. But for future volunteers, what's some advice you would give to them? Because I feel like a lot of people are afraid of like the 2 to 4 a.m., 4 to 6 slots. So what's some advice you would give to them?
Some advice that I'd give to some like younger DJs, especially the ones who just graduated, shout out them.
Mm-hmm.
I was tuned in for a majority of the time. But take it from somebody who's done like around, like, I think I had like an estimate like 50, like 2 to 4, 4 to 6 a.m. like shows. In my time, just get there early, just settle in, and then, like, I don't know, you have to just make it into yourself. I highly advise just bringing over some friends if they're available, like, come to, you know, take up some space at a 2 to 4, because you're going to be there late at night, and it's, like, it wouldn't be ideal for you to necessarily be there alone. So I highly advise if you have any buddies or any, like, members of a community, just invite them over. I'm sure they'd be glad if they're willing to stay up that late night. And just kind of like, you know, make it into your own. Pick out some music, you know, just vibe for like a cool minute. But, you know, don't get me wrong. It's a little spooky. That's why I recommend getting there a little early, because then you're in the station, you're safe, you're calm, you're collected. You, like, know what you got to do. I remember my first ever show. I had like a script for myself because I always got so nervous. So like, maybe make a script for yourself. I remember my first script. I like rehearsed it like 5 times before I went on the air because I was like, oh, this is so nerve-wracking, you know?
Whoa.
It's also cool. You can make mistakes, but, you know, you just learn from them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The amount of mistakes I made my first quarter was, like, crazy. The amount of times I, like, cussed on air on accident or something like that. And, like, you're not supposed to do that. But, again, accidents happen. And then the seminars teach you, essentially, what to do when you do kind of, like, make those mistakes.
Yeah, there's always, like, a cop-out in this case. You know, you can always dump. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
It's not an innuendo, I swear. It has a meaning.
So you mentioned that you're no longer part of KVS. What's something that you really miss about being part of KVS?
Oh, man, I don't even know where I could start. I mean, given the fact that I was there for, like, an entire year, KVS pretty much just kind of consumed the entirety of, like, my last year at Davis as, like, a student and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, I was, like, juggling a life balance between work, studying. I didn't work. I was unemployed. But studying and actually, like, DJing and whatnot. And I feel like those kind of meshed together because since it's, like, on campus, you know, you could kind of just hibernate yourself in the station, you know, have some fun, talk to a friend before your next class and whatnot. So because of that, I just kind of missed the whole, like, community that I, like, formed myself while being down at the station so much because, you know, with, like, nobody really having access to much, like, technology, people were just kind of, like, there, you know? And you just met people, you know? It was like a Skyrim quest where you just bumped into, like, a random side character that you just, like, don't know. And the next thing you know, like, oh, all of a sudden you're just kind of, like, sharing life stories and whatnot and just, like, doing whatever, you know? It was fun. I also liked the music. Also the smell. I feel like I really miss the smell after leaving KDVS for such a long time.
The snow?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I feel like ever since I left, KDVS has such a distinct smell to it. I don't know.
Smell! I thought you said snow! I was like, snow? It doesn't snow here.
Nah.
But no, it's smell.
I also, shout out all my international music players over there, KDVS, you know who you are.
Exactly.
All the international vinyl CDs, like all the Latin American ones, that was what my show was kind of based around. It made me love music so much more.
Aww. Yeah, is there something different about, like, playing physical media and, like, discovering, like, new songs through physical media? And that's why, like, when I had Shadows this quarter, I told them, like, only all physical media, nothing from online, and I encourage you to choose stuff from the stacks and, like, figure out new things, because I also base a lot of my music based off the international section and Latin section here in the stacks in KDVS. But even then, like, there's so many artists I discovered that I had no idea, like, Grupo Fantasma. I never knew who they were. They were so fire.
Right, and, like, and let me cut you off really quickly here, but, like, especially when it comes to, like, specific niches and, like, genres of music, like, you don't know what you're about to go into.
Exactly.
And, like, I'll tell you this right now for all the listeners. I used to have a Latin American show called Current Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
It used to run from Mondays 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Every Monday. But I had such a blast just looking through any kind of, like, Mexican or Latin American CD or vinyl, because you wouldn't know what you'd bump into, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, one day you might bump into, like, a fool that was born in 1899 named Carlos Envale, and you'd, like, fall in love with him because he had, like, a vinyl that didn't exist on the internet at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd bump into, like, some, like, I don't know, Bosnian hyperfolk all of a sudden if you, like, search through some CDs. Like, you don't even know what that means, but like it. And you play it on air because it's your show, you know? It's also, like, a reflection of, like, your own, like, person to an extent. Because, like, you could put a lot of effort into a show, and then you just, like, talk over it for, like, 30 minutes if you wanted. And then boom. There's your whole life story on the air.
Exactly.
Video.
Exactly.
People listen.
Exactly. People listen to anything. Touching on that subject, a lot of people, they want to join KVS. I was talking to some volunteers, and they want to join, but they just, like, they're afraid that, like, people are not going to like the music they play, or, like, they have no idea what they're going to play. So what's some advice you would give to them?
Some advice you'd give to them?
Yeah.
This goes out for those who have become DJs already, but if not, then just I'll shoot out like another like set of advice. I used to primarily use the KDVS website to find specific kinds of like music. I would just like, because it's like a it's like a library.
Yeah.
It's the KDVS library has a lot of music inputted in already, and you could just simply go over, you know, find any kind of artist or album that you think like sounds interesting or think would like sound cool. Search it up on your own accord and then play it, and then it's like, oh well, that's a song that it's in the station already. I could just like go over there, find it, and then like play it on my own show if I really wanted to. And I also feel like since like KDVS has such a vibrant community, like if you just spoke to, like anybody about any kind of music, 100% of the time, there's gonna be a person who's gonna want to recommend you a song or something. And you know, you could just expand your horizon through there, because I remember at times I felt like I knew hip hop a lot, but not to the degree that like other DJs did. And once I like actually, you know, deep dived into like the hip hop section of KDVS, I found like a bunch of hidden gems and a bunch of like big artists that I didn't know before. And it was like, you know, I wouldn't know about like some people from Oakland, shout out Big Sammy, or people from Woodland, of like a bunch of artists that like donated their own records to KDVS.
Well,
and I don't know, just ask around. I feel like everybody like knows a thing or two about music.
That is very true. You don't know, like some people are like really into specific niches, but I agree with that opinion. But so you mentioned how you started and like your first shows, but a lot of people not give up, but like just stop doing KDVS after the first quarter. So what made you continue to do KDVS until the point that you left?
I kind of just committed as much as I could. I like devoted it, like it was kind of weird in my scenario, because when I was a student at UC Davis, I was like incredibly unemployed, so I spent like a lot of the time I could in the station just kind of devoting it to like my own little craft and like my own little desire of music and whatnot. And it's obviously kind of like a little bit of a weird, like, you know, scenario to be placed in, because you could like bump into the station, see a bunch of people, and then be afraid to just kind of like, you know, interact with a lot of them. This being said, I just always felt like keeping like an outgoing kind of mentality when it comes to the station, which you kind of need to have, because you have to ask questions if you want to become a DJ, like on regards of like anything that you might be confused of. I'm sure anybody was willing to like kind of help you out with that in regard. So it was basically what I made it myself that made me stay so much, because I like kind of cultivated this weird community where if I was there, people would just like crowd around and see that I was watching like the Detroit Pistons versus the Chicago Bulls on like a Tuesday afternoon, and people would just crowd around and watch it alongside me. Or I would like ask people's opinion on what Pokemon I should use if I was playing a game on a computer or something, you know? Like, I kind of invited people into that kind of environment. So now that I'm not there, one piece of advice I would give to like others to just kind of like, you know, thrive in the young community that they have, is just kind of like just put in the effort of just being in the station a bit. And you're bound to find, like, a new interesting person that, like, lived in the absurd place in the world that has, like, 7 billion stories to tell you and inevitably might, like, share a cigarette with you or something outside if they really wanted to.
Well,
I don't know.
So
Something about it just eradicates, like, personality. I don't know. especially with how, like, the actual station is, like, formatted and how it like looks like on the inside. And this goes out for the viewers who haven't been inside, but KDVS is riddled with posters.
Yeah,
like there's not a single crevice or nook or cranny that you could look in where there wouldn't be like a past DJ who like tagged their initials or like put a sticker on it or something. You know, it just like begs questions every other day, and there's like new stuff added into it. I remember they added in like a Christmas tree one time when I was there. There was like a Beetlejuice, like a Beetlejuice helmet or like a hood or like a mask there that was just like,
oh, I remember,
it reeked, but it just looked funny to saw your friend wear it.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so wise, so very wise. We have like 10 more minutes on the show. Would you say you still tune into the station? Are you a fellow KVS listener post DJ?
Oh, let me tell you this right now, because I have a couple funny stories. So I do, of course, in turn, listen to some KDVS at times, but it's always just at, like, kind of erratic times throughout the day. Uh-huh. Typically, I start off my morning at like 6 to head over to work.
Uh-huh.
And then on my way to work, I'd naturally just be like, KDVS would be like in timed into my phone. So it just like plays out aloud into into my car.
Mm-hmm.
And at times, if I know that one of my old DJ buddies, which at one point I was able to name like the entire, like every single DJ who had a show at one point. So like I knew a lot of people, and if I knew the person whose show was playing, I would like call in. I'd basically try to make their day. I would like troll them and then like drop their whole like lore on them to like show them that like, oh, someone's like listening, you know, someone's like, wow, this person like knows all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then essentially just kind of like troll them for fun, telling them that like, oh, you know, some person knows all about you. It's kind of cool. But mm-hmm. then it's like, you know, I kind of dropped the ball there. I didn't bring up myself to see if they remember me or not. And then at that point, I like spill the beans and it's like, hey, I'm listening. Mm-hmm. Regardless of whether my story was real or fake or not, I'm listening and I'm liking it. Because if I didn't, I probably wouldn't have called them.
You know what, period?
Leave it at that. And obviously, I got one specific person who I deeply care for that still is a radio DJ who I turn in every single period, every single second I can. So shout out them.
Period. Mm-hmm. Oh, but the reason why I brought it up, it was my final question is, do you have a favorite show you tune into? Or in the past, you're like, oh my god, that was a really fire show. Or currently, any show that you really, really like?
I remember when I was like in my prime listening to like a lot of KDVS when I was still a student, there would be this one show called Ghost Town Radio that I always tune into, like whenever I necessarily could, because the DJ Casper, like he knows where I'm from because like I've spoken to him about it, and he knows like the general area where I'm from and whatnot. And he like kind of holds it down when he plays like a lot of like Latin American like jazz and funk and just like a bunch of Latino music. So like every time he like tunes in, it's always like a crazy DJ set that like, you know, he probably like created on his own like last night or something. And it was always just one that I'd always come back to know that's like, yeah, it's nice to know some Latino music still being playing on air. And then I believe over the summer, when I was like pristinely unemployed, looking for work and everything, one of my fellow dear DJs, DJ Caracol, had a show called Ibarra Radio, which unfortunately I don't think will be anymore. But I listened to that a lot. It was a nice show. You know, I love all the Latino and Latin American music, especially with you, DJ Aura. I feel like you also hold it down a lot with like Parrot in the Oven. You had like 7 shows in the summer.
Oh yeah, in the summer. That was crazy. I had La Tiendita. That was my Latino show.
Hey, for all those who are listening right now, do not be surprised if you witness DJ Aura on the radio any kind of part of the day, because she's been kind of doing the same thing I did at one point, where she was just like taking over shows for like at random times of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they do that anymore, but yeah, they hold it down pretty well. Thank you for taking all my legacy for that, I guess.
No, I did it a lot during the summer because there was a lot of like empty slots from like 4 to 6 a.m. And there'd be times where I'd be at the station for like 8 hours just like playing whatever music. And I had a lot of fun doing it. And I play a lot of like Latino music. I remember like that's all I play because that's my favorite like genre to play on air.
Yeah,
yeah. Carrying your legacy, your honor.
It feels highly appreciated, and it's also kind of funny to know that like it's kind of weird because I had like a very short stay. If you like think about it, you know, I had a year. I had like a couple quarters when I went all in. When it came to just DJing and whatnot.
Mm.
And because of it, also like, you know, subbing shows and just being like an overall like big part of the community, just sitting in the station all times of the day. I remember at one point, I think I hadn't been in the station for about 2 days, and people generally thought that I had, like, something had happened to me, because I was so they were so used to seeing me all the time in the station that at some point when they didn't see me, then it was, like, a reason for concern. And I was like, wow, that was, wow. I have a real community like that, you know, like, that's a good community, you know. It's like, yeah, something you make yourself. And despite however I might have felt at the time, it was still like, wow, that is kind of like, you know, what one might have expected out of me at any time of the day. You know, it's always KDVS. Long live KDVS, Freeform Radio. Wait, let me say this one more time. KDVS 90.3 FM, Community Freeform, and listener supported Freeform Radio for Northern California.
Period.
I said it.
Oh my God. How long has it been since you said it?
Like half a year.
Whoa.
That's funny. It feels nice to be just speaking radio style back on the air, you know?
Yeah, censor yourself. No pugola, no payola.
Nah.
No, but we're coming to a close end, and I asked you in my form to, like, pick a song, and I couldn't find your song. So do you have a song you would like to play for the last, like, 4 minutes of the show?
Oh, snap. We cannot play Chief Keith on there, my bad. you know what? I do got a song that if you'd like to put on.
I would like.
It's been a song I've been listening to for a while. You could probably, I think there's a CD there, but I'm not too sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Por las Tardes by Niza. N-I-Z-A.
N-I-Z-A.
Por las Tardes.
Okay. Okay, period. Okay. Why would you choose this song? Why did this, like, first come into your head?
It reminds me of one of my fellow DJ's shows. I brought them up earlier. Their name is DJ Caracol. They have a show called Ivara Radio. Tune in if you'd like. But they like this song a very lot. And I like it. It reminds me of them, and it reminds me of KDVS.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want to hear it one more time. You know, it'd be nice.
Period.
At least right now, when I'm not emotional, I'd like to hear them.
Okay. Well, we'll be playing that song for you. Thank you so much for coming to the show. Any last words?
Long live Freeform Radio.
Period. I agree. Okay, guys. Peace.
Thank you, DJ Aura.
Close the bar. street's what you can tell by the sound of the cars. The bartender singing Clementine. While he's turning around the open sign. Dreadful sorry.
KDVS in Davis. You are listening to Concrete, Concrete, Concrete. And I know what you're thinking. DJ Sunday Gravy sounds terrible. That is because I am not DJ Sunday Gravy. I am DJ Nadia, and I'm subbing Concrete, Concrete, Concrete today. And who else have we got in the studio? Let's see if this works. Try it.
Hello.
Uh-oh. Ah, it's not working. Okay, it's an internal struggle. Okay, we're going to share a mic. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Guest speaker.
Hello, hello. What's up, you guys? This is DJ Spidey. We have a very special Concrete, Concrete, Concrete for you today. Unfortunately, DJ Sunday Gravy.
Yes. Is on a secret mission.
Secret mission, yep.
Which we will reveal one day, maybe.
Maybe. DJ Sunday Gravy might be out of the country.
I've heard.
Question mark?
That's what I've heard. Some people are saying.
Streets are saying.
I've heard rumors.
But we have, don't worry. Well, actually, I'm not going to say that. If you want to, feel free to. But
feel free to worry.
But we have a special Concrete, Concrete, Concrete for you today, don't we?
Yes. And guest speaker, DJ Spidey, go ahead and take it over. Tell us, what are we going to hear today?
So we're going to be calculating the electric field from a line charge on some concrete.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound fun?
That sounds very fun.
So we start. What even is a line charge? What's this electric field nonsense?
Wait, let me ask that. Okay, yeah. What even is a line charge? What even is that? What is an electrical force?
So let's break this. Let's start from the beginning, okay? Gravity. Oh,
while you talk, I'm going to try to look for some.
Okay, okay. So we start out with gravity. We know that when two objects of a certain mass are near each other, they experience a force that attracts them together called gravity. This is one of the fundamental forces of the universe. And another fundamental force, similar to gravity, but different in a lot of ways, is charge.
Wow.
So when two charged particles, a particle has charge, for example, an electron, when two charged particles are next to each other, oh my God. please. It's like, oh.
No, something else. I'll choose something.
So law. Oh, this is a fire shirt law. So when we have similar to when two particles of a certain amount of mass are near each other and they experience.